For years, Ai Weiwei lived abroad where he created art installations. But for more than a year, he hasn't been allowed to leave China. Now, Alison Clayman's film, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, shows the artist as a proponent of freedom who is digitally connected to the world. The film shows how I defy the government by researching the deaths of several thousand schoolchildren in the 2008 Sichuan earthquake and then listing their names. The government had refused to name them, says filmmaker Alison Clayman.
He put a call out on his blog for people to do an investigation. He called it a citizen's investigation, to go out to all the areas, collect the names, go to the parents, go to the schools, and he ended up gathering over 5,000 names of children who died.
He also started an investigation into the shoddy construction of schools that caved in while students were inside. Clayman says Ai Weiwei's activism is an integral part of his art.
I think no matter what he's doing, he sees himself, he self-identifies as an independent artist. And, you know, in the end, it's all motivated by the same desire to express himself, to communicate.
We created Munich Facade out of 9,000 backpacks. We experimented with graphics, writings, abstract graphics. In the end, we went to the slogan because this was the only way to get the message clear.
I was arrested on April 3rd, 2011, and detained for 3 months. Although his bail restrictions were lifted in June, he still has not been allowed to leave China. Despite that, he continues to use social media to bring rights issues to light. Clayman says Ai's activism has been contagious.
You see all of the people who are really influenced by him and are just as active as him online, and they may be, you know, rights lawyers, or they may be housewives, and they've, you know, never gone abroad. I mean, you don't have to be exposed to, you know, the West or to another culture to be drawn to these issues of rule of law and transparency and freedom of expression.
Clayman called her documentary Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry as a take on the artist's installation So Sorry. I used that name to mock the Chinese government's apologies after the earthquake.
Obviously, Never Sorry seems a lot more to be the attitude. I think in the end there are certain things that Weiwei stands for that he, you know, unapologetically and steadfastly will, you know, be promoting no matter what.
I am brave because I know the danger is really there. If you don't act, the danger becomes stronger.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.